Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by Jim Clooney. Jim is the owner of J&D Small Engine Repair in Washington, and he's here to talk to us today about keeping your winter machines well-maintained. Okay, Jim, what can people do to more preventative snowblower maintenance this time of year?
Well, first thing I recommend is start them up once in a while, even if they aren't being used. When they set and have time, the carburetors get fouled up and so forth, but just occasional firing them up, making sure everything works, is the best thing for them.
And what would you say is the most common problem you see with them this time of year?
I'd say 90% of the time it's the carburation. A lot of times the fuel that is being put in them isn't the correct amount. Maybe if it's a gas-oil mix, it's too heavy on oil, and maybe it's too light on oil in other cases. So it's improper measurements of gas oil ratio, and then again not having fresh fuel in it. Some people just leave it in there from year to year. It really gets stagnant and leaves a lot of garbage in the bottom of the carburetor.
So what else, what other types of machines do you see in the shop a lot in the winter time, and how can people keep those maintained properly?
Well, we see occasionally the leaf blowers. Some people, rather than using the full-blown snow blower, they'll use a leaf blower just to do the light stuff. And about the same as snow blowers, you just got to keep them running once in a while, good fresh fuel in them, and just simple maintenance like that.
Okay. And I know you don't work on cars, but as a mechanic, I'm sure you kind of have some tips for people to keep their cars running well in the cold. What would you say that people should be doing?
Well, I'm a firm believer in using a gas additive, and I'm very careful promoting certain products, but we use a lot of what we call sea foam, and I put that in a tank of gas every now and then just to kind of dissipate the moisture and the cold starting problems. It kind of keeps the engine running a little better, and there's other additives out there. People probably have their favorites, but occasionally we just need to add that just to give them a little more doctoring up, if you would.
Okay. And do people need to do anything special with tires or anything like that? Some people think, you know, you got to put on snow tires, but is there anything special that people really need to be doing with those?
Well, I think your regular tires, most of them are made nowadays for both highway, off-road, snow, and all that. But the biggest thing is low tire pressure. When the cold weather sets in, a lot of times the tire pressure goes down, and we need to keep an eye on that. It helps your tires wear better when they're properly inflated to the point that they need to be.
Okay. And Jim, am I missing anything that I should be talking to people about, or is there anything else you would like to talk about from the maintenance world?
Well, as far as maintenance is concerned, it's not going to be that far away for spring. And I would encourage people to even get their lawnmowers in, get them prepared, ready to go before the last minute. We see so often people wait till the grass is already growing before they have their equipment serviced. But now would be the time to get them in and get them taken care of, getting ready for that spring.
Again, that was Jim Clooney from J&D Small Engine Repair in Washington. He was talking to us today a little bit about how to maintain all the machines in your life during the winter months. We thank Jim for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.